פרק א' ספיישל, סעיף למד ג' עצמות שבקדרת חכמים. If you've got bones in the cholent, מוצאו שנוצרים בחנים חלקי אוף, שיש בהם עצמות שטבעם להתרכך לאחר בישול ממושך, ויש בני אדם האוכלים עצמות אלו לאחר שנתרככו, כגון עצמות הגרגרת והרגליים והכנפיים, כן יש עצמות אשר הקצוות שלהם מסרחקים אינם סבורים להכליל. So what is the problem? The problem is sometimes you put inside the cholent, you have bones, meat bones, meat bones, not discussing meat bones don't get soft. But we're discussing now chicken bones. Chicken bones, some of them get soft. And there are people who like eating them afterwards because they all get soft. The shaila is whether you're considered going and cooking the bones. יש כדי לראות שהיו בזה שדין עצמות אלו כדין מאחר שלא נספר של כל צורכי. יש בהם חשש פישל דרייסה, לכן צורך לזוהה בזה בכל הדברים שנספרו לבסף למעלה, הנה בני אוזם שאינו הגיל לנקודה. What do you say? זה עוד כדי לראות, זה עוד פוסקים עושה רבי ישב, רבי מוישה, הוא say there is a problem of cooking the bones. Therefore, if you've got any tapshul which has got bones inside, it's considered ke'ilu, a part of the tapshul, the bones haven't been cooked yet completely. Therefore, it's also to go and put it back on the fire, like we learned before. Any problems which we had before to go and making quicker a process from the cooking will have this problem also by a cholent which has got inside it meat bones, chicken bones, not meat bones. Go inside the chicken bones. It will be a problem from Bishul if one hasn't been fully cooked before Yontem, also the bones in a way that they are 100% edible before Shabbos. If the people are not used to eating these bones, so look in the full notes. So Moshe wanted to say it would be maybe mutter, because since there's only a very, very few people who eat the bones, but he says, look at Reb Shlom Zalman, Reb Shlom Zalman said that it is also, therefore Moshe agrees that it is also, but Reb Nissen does say that if it is not eaten by this person, then there's no problem to go and cook this cholent if they're not eaten by this person. Omnam poshtusha of hanno avde, להכיל לפני שבת, אין שום חשש בישול בעצמות הדקה שבוי, משום שאין אם הסידס כללי ישבוי להכיל עד שעת הסודה, ולכן אם הטף של עצמם מבוש הכל צוקר, אין בזה חשש בישול כלל. But short, which one wants to leave for the morning, there's no problem with these bones, because the bones now are not got no חשיבות for לא שבת, because if you want to use them for Leil Shabbos, if the bones here are part of the cholent for the part of the marak or the cholent which is for Leil Shabbos, till Leil Shabbos the bones will never come soft anyway. Therefore, there's no problem to worry about these bones for Mavushal Kol Tzorkoi if they're not 100% cooked, because the bones which are ready for Friday night is never anyway going to be ready to eat them. Bishul Perek Aleph Seif Lamed Dalet Tliya Acha Bishul Bechamim, to go and roast after you've cooked it with cholent. Kedeya Chamim Shehit Shatapshul Shabam Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi Shehsiru Meish Kod Mutar Lachziru. If you've got a cholent pot which was on the fire, if it was Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi, you'd have to put it back on the fire. But if there's no problem from Chazor, now we're not discussing the problem from Chazor, now we're discussing the problem from Bishul. That's putting it back. But here, there's no problem from Bishul, because when you put it back, it is mutter to put it back, because it is completely cooked. אפשר מים שבתוך עשידים נתעדות, והטף של מסייבש ומסתבק וחולך, סוילך, עד שהוא מקבל תם הקורב לתם צלי, ונחושם לזה משום צלי האחר פישל. He says, even though when he's got children on the fire, at the end of the day, it'll come without water. Therefore, you may think it's considered tzliya. Therefore, you may think you're not allowed to put water inside this cholent. No, the halacha is, you're not doing anything because we don't consider tzliya achapishl. Even in the beginning, it was cooked. We don't consider now you are doing tzliya. Why? Because there's a lot of reasons that what he says in the footnotes, or because we don't look after the beginning, and the beginning was considered cooking, or biglal the still got wetness inside it, even though the outside is dry. Yeah. Akoponim, the Rabbonim say that there's no problem for Tzliya Achabishol in such a circumstance. Lamed Hei. Rehmoke loisiv man chamim nasech kedei asa chamim. Amnosh lo yakdiach atav shusha begdeiwa. Vayim ebrif menshem bezei isha chazor kemavu la'alam. A person is allowed to add on water into the cholent in a way that is no issue from chazor. Va'af bo'ibin shekvai it's yapesh atav shul v'heichel yisoresh. And chush mezeh mishum bishul achatzli achabishul. There's no problem from bishul achatzli achabishul. Why? Because at the beginning it was cooked. Now maybe you consider it roasting, you're frying, because there's no water left. And afterwards you want to cook it again because you're putting water inside. That's no problem altogether because we don't consider the middle stage as if it is roasting because it is still considered bishul, even though it is a bit dry. Like we said before, we don't consider it tzliya. Therefore, it is bishul acha bishul, no problem altogether. One has to know that one should not go and put in to a cholent from a termos. One should not put in from a termos because a termos is a thing which is not considered kelevishin. And then putting not from a kelevishin into the cholent is problematic. If it is from the meicham, which is a kelevishin, you're allowed to put it into the cholent, like we will learn Be'ezus Hashem later on.